Pradyumna. Dinner tonight has been an unpleasantly quiet affair. The only conversation the four of us have had was speculating about Gerald, who has not come down to eat. Hasn't even been seen since his abrupt departure from the tent earlier. I suspect he is embarrassed. Being such an uptight man, so intent on doing things to a certain code, it must have been mortifying for him to lose control like that. Not to mention the incredible letdown of being sent home when he could have so easily won. It's a shame, I say. He probably was the best baker of all of us. Nobody responds to me. Each of them seems lost in their endive. I wonder if I've offended them. I suppose they all prefer to think of themselves as the best baker of the group, even if it isn't true. I'm almost envious of how much each of them cares about winning Bake Week. Next to me, Hannah is silent and jumpy, which seems a bit strange given her victory in the tent today. I'd have thought someone like her would be over the moon, full of annoying false modesty and equally insufferable false eyelash batting. But she has barely touched her food or even looked at the rest of us. A clock on the mantel behind me ticks loudly, counting down the seconds until this interminable meal is over. Stella is the only one who has spoken at all, chattering along rather inanely as usual. But even she seems more subdued than normal. Aside from Gerald's unfinished disaster, her pies were obviously the worst of the bunch. Somehow both burnt on the outside and raw and unset on the inside. I realize suddenly that this is the second time she's been saved by an unfortunate error. How lucky she is. Lottie's eyes flutter slightly, and she nods toward her plate as though she's about to doze off into her boeuf bourguignon. I think of the dinners I used to cook for friends. Elaborate multi-course affairs that started civilized and would digress into debauched parties that would end listening to records and smoking cigarettes on the balcony as the sky lightened. You need something to wake up, Lottie? Some street drugs? Maybe a tuba lesson?
I'd rather something that knocks me out if that's fine by you.
Lottie smiles at me under heavy lids. She must be exhausted after all her adventuring. I probably should be as well, though I don't feel it. I take a gulp of wine. It's not hitting quite the way it did earlier in the week. Dessert arrives on a tray, delivered by the same round-faced cook. It's a custard pie. That's funny, I say. Can't say I'm much in the mood for pie right now. Stella lets out a little bitter laugh. Hannah suddenly scrapes back her chair loudly. I have to go. I'm going to, practice my piping. I raise my eyebrows, curious, but neither Stella nor Lottie catches my eye. By the time the coffee has been brought out in its shiny silver urn, I am positively itching to get into some sort of trouble. It is a problem of mine that arises when I find myself with not much to do, a defense against boredom, and worse. I won't last here much longer with my attitude. I know that. But still, it's hard to stay motivated. Being accepted into Bake Week was a wonderful distraction, the weeks leading up to it a fun way to get attention, but I'm finding the routine each day increasingly tedious. I know that everyone wants to win, but does that really mean we must make everything so incredibly dull? Wouldn't it be better to have a bit of fun in the process? I consider that to some of them, this monotony is fun. To the rest of them, competing for these two corporate cookie makers might be enjoyable. They've never been on Jay-Z's yacht, never flown a private plane to the Maldives. Well, Archie probably has. I can handle Betsy. She might not be my first choice dinner party guest, but she is who she is, and I appreciate that. But Archie Morris drives me absolutely crazy. I can't stand his swagger and bravado. It reminds me of the kids I went to boarding school with. They were all so self-obsessed, so puffed full of hot air. Unaware that in reality they had so little to offer. Archie is so clearly compensating for something with that terrible smirk on his face. Every time I look at him, I think, man, your job is to be smug to people who bake cookies. And when do you suppose the last time he actually baked something himself was? I would bet money it's been years since he's baked a cake for someone's birthday, or whipped up a batch of cookies for fun. His entire career is criticizing amateur cooks, and yet he acts like he is the gatekeeper to some elite universe. I get the feeling he isn't my biggest fan either, that he's threatened by me. Surely he knows who I am, knows I don't need his approval. Hell, I don't need Bake Week at all. I already have more money than I know what to do with. I'm not looking for a new career. I just need something to keep me going. My life has always been a series of goals. I may grow bored with them all eventually, but the beginning is always sustaining enough to keep me going, keep me moving. This is all just something to do to fill in the time and to keep the feeling at bay. But I worry it is returning anyway, seeping through the cracks. I fear the gnawing nothingness that will overtake me if I let it.